From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, wildfires in Paradise, California. We'll hear why evacuation might not be best for everyone threatened by a fire.
First, though, the long battle over whether the government can eavesdrop on American citizens is headed toward a resolution. The Senate votes today to approve changes in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, otherwise known as FISA. NPR's Ron Elving is here now. And Ron, fill us in first. What are the highlights of this bill?
Madeline, this is an attempt by the House and Senate to update the rules, to rebalance the rules pertaining to how the federal government spies, in essence, secret surveillance on American citizens overseas and American citizens at home who are in communication with people overseas. Obviously, the idea is to cut down on either espionage against the United States or terrorist attacks being planned in the United States. And this has been around for 30 years. It originally was a law that was passed in reaction to Watergate and the Vietnam War. But technology has changed a great deal. Of course, 9/11 has changed everyone's attitude. So the Bush administration essentially went around the old law to do domestic surveillance, spying on Americans without warrants, and Congress has been trying to rein in the administration and rebalance civil liberties and national security.
Now, one of the more controversial elements that came out of that scandal was this idea of giving legal immunity to the phone companies who carried out this surveillance, retroactive legal immunity, and there were several amendments about that. What happened to those amendments today?
All three amendments were defeated. None of them got more than 42 votes. There was just not enough sentiment in the Congress to challenge the administration on this point. The president made it clear that unless the phone companies were let off the hook, there are some 40 lawsuits pending, unless they were let off the hook, the president was going to veto the thing and we'd all go back to square one. The president won that confrontation, and the phone companies are essentially going to be granted shortly in the courts legal immunity retroactively for what they might have done in cooperating with the Bush administration over the last 5-6 years.
Okay, let's turn to the politics surrounding this piece of legislation. Senator Barack Obama back in Washington to vote on it. Now, he earlier promised to filibuster it. And how does he explain his change of heart?
He said he was going to filibuster the bill if it granted retroactive immunity to the phone companies. He did support some of the amendments, at least one of the amendments he co-sponsored, that would have stripped the phone companies of that retroactive immunity and let the lawsuits proceed. But of course, all those amendments have lost, his vote unavailing, and he does plan to vote for the overall compromise. He says it's a close call, but that he thinks we need the program.
And Senator John McCain, he too thinks we need the program?
He has right along supported the need for some kind of surveillance program that looked at Americans overseas, looked at phone calls coming into the United States from overseas, and updated FISA to adapt to new technology by which phone calls are transferred from all over the world and through the United States now. So he has always basically been on board, and he's actually not in the Senate today to vote. He's campaigning in Pittsburgh and in Ohio.
So, Ron, it seems that President Bush got pretty much everything he wanted here.
You know, the administration will say it's a compromise and that they gave and that they would have preferred to have had their own approach to all of this blessed by the Senate and the House, and they would have preferred not to have had questions of constitutionality raised at all. And they'll say that they gave something here. But it's hard to see, in practical terms, how this doesn't amount to pretty much everything they could have asked for.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving keeping an eye on the FISA legislation, that vote happening today. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Madeline.